This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Microbes are everywhere, in our soil, in our plants, which means in our food and water and, of course, our guts. So why should we care? Well, without them, life would cease to exist. We're talking about the magic of microbial science on today's Garden Bite. Before you hit the snooze button, let's dish on dirt. A little gram of soil that's the size of the tip of your little finger has 10 million microbes. Scientists are mapping microbes and figuring out ways to manufacture them without harming our plants. An example is the cancer drug Taxol. It was discovered on the bark of yew trees, which meant they nearly became endangered from over-harvesting, until scientists figured out that the actual basis for the drug was the microbes that live on the trees rather than the trees. Pretty cool. While most people, if they think about microbes, think they're disease-causing bad influences. But the truth is, most of them are beneficial. Like little superheroes, they work together in your body to fight disease, process food, and assist in many other functions. Microbes are the same thing as microorganisms, which form some serious family ties with our plants. They tend to thrive together. Microbes have a lot to do with maintaining good soil structure, which promotes infiltration and drainage of water, soil aeration, and vigorous root growth and exploration. Gummy substances produced by soil microbes help cement soil particles together into aggregates, which contribute to soil structure. The cement also makes aggregates less likely to crumble when exposed to water. That's a good thing. In general, the abundance of microbes in soil is proportional to the organic matter content. Add that compost. I have lots more information on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.